All right, guys, did you know that low testosterone can affect your fertility? And some of us have low testosterone and don't even know it. Well, if you've been on the shots for a while, listen, you know there's a lot of downside to that shot. The injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, shrinkage. And if you're on those shots, you know how it is. You got to go in every week, then you get the crash. And, it's nice feeling good for a while, but it's not worth it when you have that crash. Man Centers is trying to help your body recreate its natural testosterone production. And right now, they're doing it with no excuses. You can come in if you think that you might have low testosterone, maybe you've got something going on, they'll check you out for free. There's a free general male wellness checkup right now, $150 value. Schedule your free general male wellness checkup today. They've got three locations: Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 288 in Pearland, off 249 in Tomball. Give them a call today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
The Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, pretty sportsy right up until the end. And then we kind of got off on a different tangent, which is okay. That was fun too.
Eric said the worst thing about women breastfeeding in public is that they never wink back.
See, okay, there's one of the reasons why this is an issue.
Yeah.
A creeper like you, Eric.
Drunk Bevo asks a question. What if the kid is 15 and still being fed?
Then you're watching Game of Thrones.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah, we're going to go with a no on that.
In America, we frown on that.
Actually, that's kind of weird. all right, so 713 says, I can't talk to my wife when she's painting her toenails. I don't find that weird. I don't find that weird at all. There's certain things. Like somebody said, did you just equate breastfeeding to masturbate? No, I just said I don't want to talk to you during either one of those things.
Right.
It's not equating them. Painting toenails, not in the same ballpark, but I probably don't want to talk to you then either, mainly because of that smell. And there's certain things that you don't need to be having conversations while you're doing. All right, actually, I need a ruling on something because I was at the office today. Someone was in one of the stalls watching a video and playing it out loud. Is that okay?
I find it inappropriate.
I mean, it's not really different than reading a book or something in the bathroom. Although, I mean, in a public business stall, I don't know. Now, having the sound on, though?
Dude, this happened to me about 3 or 4 weeks ago at the restroom at the gym. And you know me, like, I'm against using the restroom at the gym. Like, even though pre-workout will hit you sometimes, you got to get home immediately. But I went into pee.
Yeah, especially gyms I go to; those are nasty.
Yeah,
bathrooms.
Like you go
don't
to like
want
a
to have to do that
a box gym. It's gross. So I go into pee, and there's definitely a guy, and he's sitting on the toilet and watching porn.
Oh no!
That's bad.
Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, the music that was playing on this video might have been the same thing.
What did it go?
Similar.
Yeah,
it was either that or a 70s blaxploitation movie.
Yeah, it's got once all of the music's the same.
Yeah. So, yeah, Gabs, who started this whole thing, says she got a phone call and missed whatever happened. That's on you. You're going to have to go back
and come
back and listen now. Hey, what the hell is this Yanny or Laurel thing?
Did you listen to it?
I did.
What'd you hear?
Laurel.
First time I listened to it, I heard Yanny.
Yes.
Then I went up to bed. I'm laying in bed. My wife is like doing the thing with her face at night where she puts on lotion and all that stuff. And she's in the bathroom, maybe 15-ish feet away from me. And I say, "What do you hear when I play this?" So I play it again. This time it sounds like Laurel. And I'm like, "What the hell?" And then she was like, from the bathroom, she says, "Yanny." I was like, "What?"
Yeah,
and then she came over to the bed, and I played it again. She heard Laurel. So I heard Yanny the first time. What'd you hear right there?
Laurel.
Laurel.
I heard Laurel also.
Yeah.
You heard Yanny?
Yes.
What'd you hear, Jong?
Laurel.
Okay. You guys? Play it again, Jong.
Laurel.
Yanny. We all heard. I heard Laurel.
I heard Laurel.
I know why.
I heard Yanny once, but I think now. Hold on. Okay, play it again, John. I'm taking my headset off.
Laurel.
That's Laurel.
It's Laurel.
Yeah.
It's Laurel. Listen. From what I understand, if it's played at a high pitch, you hear.
Yeah.
You hear Laurel or low pitch.
High pitch is Yanny, low pitch is Laurel.
Whatever. But. I don't know. I mean, that's coming out of the speaker at one pitch. So there's no reason why people should be hearing it differently.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that's about. Here's the problem. And I found the story, and this is what's wrong with the world. Like, first we throw something like this out there and everybody does it, and then some scientist comes along and tells us why we're behaving this way. So, apparently, chemicals in our brains react to sounds different ways. So, like, because
you're a pothead, you hear
Laurel.
Okay.
Right. But here's the thing.
Dustin, I say no to dope. I hear Laurel.
Yeah. but Dustin, for instance, who's hearing the Yanny, what easily could have happened, he heard that the first time.
Dustin.
And so his brain now is trained. His brain now is trained to hear Yanny.
Yeah, I don't know.
And so they do this whole study and explain it. And it says many optical and other sensory illusions stem from the same principle. There's enough information for our brains to make multiple conclusions, but our biases are such that once we choose an interpretation, it can be hard to shake.
But okay, you know why that's garbage on this one? Tell me what you guys hear.
Yanny.
I heard Yanny that time.
Yeah, same. Me too.
Yeah, okay. That was Yanny. But you played something totally different.
No, I lowered the pitch on it.
You're lying, Jong.
Yeah, you.
That's a lie. So here's the deal. What that guy said, who said that science stuff?
The writer's name is Brian Resnick.
So... here's how I know what he's saying. I'm disproving his theory right now. Last night, when I heard it, I tweeted out Team Yanny.
And but you really weren't.
And then I went upstairs, and I heard Laurel, and I said, oh, I really wanted to hear Yanny because I tweeted out Team Yanny. But now I'm not Team Yanny.
I'm more of a fan of a Laurel, though, than I would be a Yanny, just in general principle.
Don't rest on your Yannies.
Well, I do that every day. But it says, I'm going to give you some more science from this cat.
That guy doesn't know a damn thing. I've already I've proven it.
No, well, here's what he has to say. For every sense and every component of human judgment, there are illusions and ambiguities we interpret arbitrarily. Now, I kind of see where there's onto this. Like, we'll talk about something, and people's brains will jump to a conclusion based on a couple of words, even though you might be going in a totally different direction because your brain fills in the gaps. And it says some of them are fun, like determining whether tennis balls are yellow or green. I've never seen a green tennis ball. It says others are gravely serious. This is for you, AJ. Many white people perceive black men to be bigger, taller, and more muscular, and therefore more threatening than they really are. That's racial bias, but it's also a socially constructed illusion.
Hold on. Say that again.
says, many white people perceive black men to be bigger, taller, and more muscular, and therefore more threatening than they really are. That's racial bias, but it's also a socially constructed illusion.
What?
Yeah. So somehow this guy has turned Yanny and Laurel
into white people are scared of black people?
Yes. That's what he did. And you thought I made a leap.
Oh, Tasha's black. She's right here. She's not intimidating at all.
No.
I don't think she's big and strong and muscular. Like, I don't think she's going to beat me up. I don't know.
It does say men.
Oh, okay. Like Jordan over there. He's black. Are you scared of him? Are you threatened by him? No.
Not even a little bit.
It's crazy.
Even physical pain is often a misinterpretation. Studies on the placebo effect show that the physical experiences of our bodies can often be changed depending on our expectations.
Again, I disagree with that because, you know, I go to the gym and sometimes I'll play punch face. And when you go in, you expect that you're going to get hit in the face.
Yes.
When you get hit in the face, it feels like you got hit in the face. If you happen not to get hit in the face, it doesn't feel like you got hit there. Even though you went in expecting to, it doesn't feel the same. Am I not coming off smarter than this guy? I'm just proving all his theories.
He's using bigger words than you.
That doesn't matter.
See, if you'd just been breastfed, you would have got those 10
extra
points.
I was breastfed.
Oh, well, then you don't have any excuses.
That's right.
You're just a dumb. Oh, no, you're making – I kind of object to this whole thing where we get something go viral and then some idiot's got to try to come and science us with it. Can't we just make fun of it and enjoy it?
So, I don't know if this guy wants his name out there, but you and I have a mutual friend who's black whose name rhymes with Marome.
Yeah.
And he said, so black penises aren't really big. It's a social bias because white men are scared that they are. No, I think they're actually really big.
Yeah, I don't know. There's kids over there. I'm not talking about
this. Oh, yeah. Jeez. All right. Well, into that conversation.
Larry, ATX Hobo Girl says she hears both.
You Larry or Yanny?
Right, no, it's ATX Hobo Girl. Says, oh. I hear both. Daddleman says, I've had some of my friends, classically trained musicians, explain to me that it has something to do with the harmonic series. Haven't read too much into it, but it could make sense. He's a music major, by the way.
Okay. Well, I don't know anything except that I hear Laurel.
Yeah, except for when Jong jacked with it so that we
could hear you. Jong, did you really just change the pitch?
Yeah.
Okay.
So is what you did considered science?
Technology? Yeah, I guess.
Well, technology is based on science, is it not?
Yanny. You should get the you should just get the Stephen Hawking voice to say Yanny.
Yeah.
And then have people who are like super hardcore Laurelists say that they're still hearing Yanny, even though it's a completely different recording and they're hearing Yanny.
I like that idea. Let's just jack with you. Because it's supposed to be a robot voice.
Yeah.
And Stephen Hawking, pretty much a robot voice.
Yanny.
R.I.P.
Yanny.
Yeah, there you go.
Yanny.
Yeah. What do you hear?
Yanny. I hear Yanny.
I hear Laurel.
Yanny. You really?
No.
Yanny. Yanny.
And this is what the whole world becomes about for a day. Nobody's ever going to remember. Tomorrow, we're not going to remember any of this.
Yeah. The average time, I think, of something like this to be big is about a week.
Yeah.
Like, there's still – I'm still seeing memes of that – I'm still seeing memes of the chick who called the cops on the black people trying to have a barbecue.
Oh, really? I'm not seeing that anymore.
Oh, I'm seeing those all over the place. Like, I see her standing outside the Last Supper.
Oh, that's funny.
On herself. that's still alive and well. I think that's going on at least a week. Hmm. All right. I got to tell you guys about Carbach. We're out here right now. The restaurant is out of this world. The food is great. The beer is great. It's a fantastic time. And coming up on Sunday, the Love Street Music Fest, the second annual Love Street Music Fest. Bleachers, Cold War Kids, Everclear, the Tauntauns, and the Unlikely Candidates. Get your tickets online now for $30. They'll be $40 at the door. VIP passes are available, which include a separate entrance, VIP area with an optimal view, indoor restrooms, three beers of your choice, plus access to special tappings and a buffet by the Carbach restaurant. No ticket needed if your kids are under 10 and they're accompanied by a parent. This year's festival's got a bigger layout, more token stations, more beer stations, more local vendors. It's just a better setup. It's a day to celebrate the perfect combination, live music and cold, refreshing Carbach beer. Gates open up at 1. While you're out there, make sure you try some grub from the restaurant. All the menu items pair perfectly well with a fresh-tapped Carbach beer. I promise you, because I did it today. The Love Street Music Fest, Sunday, May 20th. Visit CarbachBrewing.com for more info and tickets. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or tell your bartender to make it a Carbach.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Carbach Brewing, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Now I'm hearing things because that robot voice, that sounded like a robot voice to me, the way he said Carbach. He said Carbach Brewing. Am I wrong about that?
I don't know.
John, can you play that again? I'm just curious.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz. Yeah,
not just me, right?
You know what they probably did when they sent the voice guy? Because the voice guy doesn't live here in Houston.
Yeah.
He lives like on an island somewhere. Newfoundland, I think.
Himalayas, actually. on an island in the Himalayas.
When they sent it to him, they probably like phonetically said Car-Bach.
Yeah.
And he was like Carbach Brewing.
Yeah.
So he made it weirder than he needed to.
I don't know. I think maybe they just plugged in a robot voice there. Carbach.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
Eric said it was his idea to make these hats Trump hats, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did say that.
I think my favorite part is you've got your original Blitzers over here with Ray Ray and Roger and Dustin. And Roger's sitting there telling him he looks nothing like how he sounds on the radio. I think Eric looks exactly like he sounds. I mean, yeah, he's talking about he think he'd be an old white-haired guy. I think maybe we need to cut Roger off. I think maybe he's had a little too much BBH already. So, okay. Ray Ray and Dustin are distancing themselves. Astro Dynamite says, I heard Yanni, every time you guys played it on the radio, just heard it on the news and heard Laurel. Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know how these things
Laurel. Are going.
Okay, I heard Laurel. Oh, well.
Yanny.
Yanny.
Yeri? That sounded like
Yeri that time.
I heard Yeri.
Yanny.
Yeah. Yeri.
Yeah, Yeri. Yeah. Yeah. So. 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. Somebody says, ever gotten a tattoo? I know AJ has. Close your eyes and don't watch, and the pain increases. Open your eyes and watch the needle, and it hurts less. Bam. That dude's science explained. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I do know this. If I go to the doctor and they stick a needle in my arm, it hurts more if I'm not looking at it.
If you're not looking at
it? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm grossed out more if I'm looking at it. It's one of those things. I hate needles. That's why.
Okay.
I could never be a heroin addict, just because, I mean, I would totally mess up. But if I watch him do it, it hurts less than if I've got my eyes closed.
Yeah.
But I'm a wuss when it comes to needles. It always hurts, even little ones. I just go into a full panic mode. But I guess if I'm watching, it's okay. I'm not sure what that's about. 713-780-3776. We're out here at Carbach. And, oh, there you go. That's nice. And Eric's here, so you get to see, if you want to see the real star of Carbach, he's here sitting right next to us.
He is here.
Thank you very much. And entertaining the Blitzers. So lots of giveaways, lots of cool stuff going on. Wanted to let you know that If you want to get pumped up for Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals, this is your place to be. We're going to be here till 7. Awesome restaurant. The Korean chicken is, I think, a must.
Yeah.
Very good burgers. They have poutine here as well, which really solid poutine. And, of course, they got plenty of beer. So they're open for dinner.
Oh, yes.
Come out here. Get your dinner on. Get some of the things we told you about. Get your beer on. Then watch your Rockets beat the tar out of the Warriors by 3 tonight. And while supplies last, they're going to be giving away Rockets gear. We got hats, pint glasses, and T-shirts. The pint glasses are outside in the beer garden. I think we're out of the T-shirts, which makes me very sad because I like the T-shirts. Did you not get one, Voldemort? Oh, come on. You've been here all day, right? Jeez. Gave them to the listeners. That's because you're a good, loyal subject, Voldemort. Not like your namesake, because that dude was evil. But we did get hats, even though AJ thinks they look like Trump hats. I'm used to wearing red, man. I went to UH, so these are okay. 713-780-ESPN.
Did you see this story about – you still play Xbox?
Yeah, but I'll be honest with you. I have not played – since we launched freaking Sports Map, because I've been that busy.
Okay, you don't.
But I did buy a PS2 because we got those games.
A PS4?
A PS4, I'm sorry, PS4. I bought one, so I have that and an Xbox, but I haven't played either one of them. But I have promised myself that after doing all the crap I have to do for the Preakness this week, next week, I'm going to take a couple days where I'm going to let somebody else do the Sports Map stuff, and I'm going to play video games for a couple days.
Okay. You don't play on Xbox Live, right?
No. I used to. There was this kid in Jamaica I used to play hockey against all the time.
Well, two adult women drove for 13 hours to pick up a 14-year-old boy they met through an Xbox Live chat session. They were arrested. According to KRQE, the women are from New Mexico. Farmington, New Mexico, which is a place where I used to live. One of the women's name is 35-year-old Christy Aragon, and she apparently owns a candy shop.
Aragon, like the movie?
Yes.
The dragon movie?
Yes.
That's kind of a cool name, not going to lie.
Aragon said to have planned the road trip with her 29-year-old friend Melissa Goltz. They drove 800 miles to Oklahoma to kidnap the 14-year-old, and they're... apparently, the claim is that they wanted to use him as a sex toy.
Oh, that took a bad turn.
Yep. The women were caught with. How about that? Woman owns a candy store and she's a pedophile.
Oh, yeah. No stereotype there.
Yeah.
So people get mad at us for talking about stereotypes. Guess what?
Yep.
Own a candy store? Pedophile.
Yeah. Not good.
That's. I bet she wears clown suits, too.
The women were caught when the boy's mother found out about them and informed the police, who were able to trace the location of their cell phones. Police officers were waiting outside her house when she returned to Farmington with the teenage boy still in the back seat. Not good.
Had they abused him?
According to the news channel, the boy told the deputies that the conversation he had with the women on the Xbox got sexual just after they started talking. According to the authorities, the women shared provocative pictures with him, and Aragon allegedly told him that she wanted to have sex with him.
I'd be kind of weirded out if a dragon told me it wanted to have sex with him.
Special Agent Jay Ratliff says that this type of crime is very rare because a woman had masterminded it. It does happen pretty frequently, but women are generally not the suspects in such crimes.
I don't know. Have they seen all these school teachers pursuing their students?
She's like... close to my age. She's 35.
So she's old. Oh, okay. She's old, yeah.
Oh, she has boob tattoos, which is always a
no-go for me. Is that a turn-off for you?
I'm out on that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like that.
I think...
Leave that alone.
I like strategic tattoos. All right.
I found her profile picture. She doesn't... I was hoping that she had some mutual friends with me, but she doesn't.
She doesn't? Oh, well.
No.
What are you going to do?
She is a Cowboys fan, though, for what it's worth.
Cowboys fan who is a child molester.
I don't want to say that all Cowboys fans are child molesters, but this one definitely is. Yeah. So
what that means is that a higher percentage of child molesters are Cowboys fans. That means. Yes. How's that for a leap of logic?
I mean, there's just one in this story.
Right, that's 100%.
It's one for one. Yeah. There's one over there. That's two for two.
Okay, so, all right, guys. Hey, are you paying more money in interest than you need to on your credit cards? Well, you can refinance your debt with a credit card consolidation loan from LiveStream. And LiveStream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate. Hey, listen, guys, I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards as far as interest goes, but you know what? I bet it's not 5.49%. And you can get credit card consolidation loans from 5.49% with auto pay and no fees. The application is 100% online. It's a simple and painless process. The money gets deposited directly into your account, so you're in control of everything. Guess what? You can even get your funds as soon as today. That's simple. Apply today. You're going to get an additional interest rate discount on top of LiveStream's already low rates. The only way for my listeners with good credit to get the special interest rate discount is to go to LiveStream.com/Fred. That's LiveStream.com/Fred. LiveStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LiveStream.com for important information about limits on LiveStream loans and same day funding.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live out here at Carbach. Come on out. Great restaurant. You'll love the food. You'll love the beer, of course, because it's Carbach. That's how it works. And we're just talking a little draft with Eric, because we didn't get to talk draft with him. He was out of town then doing the whole beer thing that he does. Because, you know, he's important.
Yeah.
But we may have to cut Roger off, though.
I think Roger's had enough.
Yeah.
Think so. And but listen.
But, hey, you're here to have fun, right?
Have a good time.
Yeah. That's why you're here.
He's cut off.
Yeah. Have you been following this Polly Peretti story, the actress from NCIS that quit? It was like a big deal that she left the show.
No, I don't care about NCIS. So
I don't either. I mean, I probably watched a few episodes. She played kind of this weird science chick, you know, with a lot of tattoos and stuff. Well, it was like a big deal because she left the show after, I don't know, 17 years or some long run like that. And then she got onto Twitter and started tweeting cryptic, weird stuff. Like, I refuse to go low. That's why I've never told publicly what happened. But there are tabloid articles out there that are telling total lies about me. If you believe them, please leave me alone. You clearly don't know me. Sorry, guys. Had to be said.
You don't know me, bro.
Says, maybe I'm wrong for not spilling the beans, telling the story, all caps, the truth. I feel I have to protect my crew, jobs, and so many people, but at what cost? I don't know. Just know I'm trying to do the right thing, but maybe silence isn't the right thing about crime.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's been crime?
Then she comes back with, there is a machine keeping me silent and feeding false stories about me. A very rich, very powerful publicity machine.
You mean the Illuminati?
I think she's referring to the network.
When we talk about, you know, crazy people and conspiracy theories, rich and powerful always means Illuminati.
Well, see, I think maybe she is the Illuminati because she's being – this is kind of a conspiracy.
She's not the Illuminati because she's fired.
Well, listen to this. No morals, no obligation to the truth, and I'm just left here reading the lies, trying to protect my crew, trying to remain calm. He did it. It's getting weirder, right?
Yeah.
And then she says,
is this about Bill Cosby?
I don't know.
Is this about OJ?
I'm thinking it's got to be somebody on the show.
Because if she's going to tell me, like, look me in the eye and tell me she thinks OJ did it, I've lost all respect for her. That man was freed in a trial of his peers.
Says, I've been supporting ant-bullying. Whoa, I think she meant anti. But, hey, let's not bully ants either. That's not cool.
I don't like ants. I pour poison on their hills.
She says, I've been supporting ant bullying programs forever, but now I, all caps, know because it was all caps me. If it's school or work that you're required to go to, it's horrifying. I left. Multiple physical assaults. I really get it now. Stay safe. Nothing is worth your safety. Tell someone. Why don't you tell us what's going on if you need to tell someone?
Yeah, let's hear
it. So clearly something really weird happened here. It's got to be Mark Harmon, right? He's the only guy I recognize from that show.
Maybe so.
But, yeah, she just basically went nuclear without actually dropping the bomb.
I would rather her just drop the bomb instead of making me guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. She's, like, dancing around stuff. I'd rather you just say, Christina says, man, bleep ants, especially fire ants.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm okay with an anti-ant bullying program. I know PETA may be against us on that, but I'm okay with an anti-ant bullying program, an ant bullying program. I think that's a good idea.
All right.
So from now on, I think we should bully ants.
Can we switch to some sports real quick? I have a really sad story for you.
If you have to.
Can we play some Dust in the Wind, John? Dust in the Wind for everyone's favorite Astros outfielder, Jake Marisnik, who has been optioned to AAA. He will now be in Fresno playing with the Grizzlies where he belongs. Free to strike out at a 47% clip.
Oh, come on. In Fresno, he's going to get that down to like 42%. That's what AAA does for you.
Can you imagine that? He hit 141. His on-base percentage, 151. I mean, that's
below average.
That ain't good.
That's below average.
He had 87 plate appearances. In those 87 appearances, he struck out 41 times.
41, 87.
It's 47.1%
of the time.
That comes
out to 47.1%
of the time. 47.1% of the time. It's the reality of the sport we play, Marisnik said. If you don't perform, you get sent down. It's an opportunity to go down, get at bats, and get right, especially because I've been struggling.
Well, at least he recognizes it. It's not like he's like, I can't believe they sent me down. I was just one hit away from turning it around.
Hinch says he needs to get some at-bats. He hasn't really been right for most of the year. The swing and miss has obviously been a struggle for him. He's a really good player. He had to clear his throat after he said that.
Yeah. Let's not lie.
He's a really good player.
He's high.
That hasn't gotten on track. It's been piling up on him in the last few weeks, and he needs a run of at-bats that he's not going to get here in the next 10 days to however long he's down there to get back to being a contributor again. They did, of course, Jeff Luhnow lauded his defense last week. Jake's defense is really helpful out there, and we have such a good pitching staff right now that the defense really complements that. The most likely candidates to replace him on the roster, J.D. Davis and Tony Kemp.
They already brought Kemp up.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah.
Had a 20-game hit streak.
And basically, for the role that Marisnik should be playing, which is late-inning defensive replacement, occasional fill-in,
pinch runner. Yeah.
Kemp's perfect for that.
Yeah.
Shorter. Not as strappingly handsome.
Aside from strikeout rate, do you know the other stat that Jake Marisnik leads the league in?
Women?
Thrown bats.
Oh.
Yeah. Because he throws his bat every time he strikes out.
Oh, that's a lot then.
And that's a lot of thrown bats.
Yeah, he's one of those guys who became an unfortunate whipping boy for Astros fan, but as I was saying all along, he never should have been out there that much.
No.
So.
Because he's supposed to be a minor leaguer. Well, or at least not an everyday player.
A fifth outfielder right. Is what he's supposed to be, not a guy who was playing as much as he was. And it's like he and Ken Giles have become the guys that everybody loves to hate.
The easy targets.
And if you look at Giles, other than that game against the Yankees, he's been really good over the last, 10 appearances or so. He had that one blow up against the Yankees came on a back-to-back.
It came the day after you praised Ken Giles the last time.
Well, yeah, because he came in and was terrific in that ninth inning. And I don't think I would have used him back-to-back. Because
you're putting a curse on him. You
well,
know
okay,
that, right?
Fine. But
the Astros are off tomorrow, aren't they?
Tomorrow? I think so. They're playing tonight, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you may have screwed him for tonight.
Well, he just pitched last night, so I don't think
he won't be back out there.
You better not. I hope they've learned not to. There's no reason to throw him out there back to back.
And if they do and he gets crushed, it's bad management, not bad pitching, right?
Exactly. So that's not on me, and it's not on Ken Giles. Let's be very clear about that, sir. I know you're trying to put this on me like I'm some kind of curse, but oh well.
So RIP Jake Marisnik.
713-780-3776, and we come back. We'll have the long-awaited gem of the day, but first, tell the people about Gulfgate.
Yeah, Gulfgate. It's Gulfgate time, boys, and you know what that means? It's time to save big. Save more during the Jeep celebration event going on now at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Gulfgate is your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every single Sunday. Lease a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4-door for only $249 a month. If you need a lift, you got it. For a limited time, get a free lift kit with every purchase and any new Jeep Wrangler. Find savings all over the lot with a 2018 Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab for only $27,195. And when you purchase a new Ram, you guessed it, you'll get a free lift kit. Gulfgate has the largest Ram inventory in the loop. Hurry out to Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the Jeep Celebration event. 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway. And always online at GulfgateDodge.com. Jeep Wrangler Sport, $249 a month for 26 months. $39.95 due at signing plus TT&L. Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab. Must apply for all rebates. Not everyone will qualify. Price plus TT&L. See dealer for details. Lift kit installation extra offer expires 5/31/18.
Sports. ESPN 97.5.
From your Honda of Houston.com, ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center. This report is sponsored by CERTA. I-10 the Katy Freeway, eastbound at North Post Oak. There's an accident. There's also an accident out on the South Loop, 610 westbound at Cullen. Kiss your old mattress goodbye and instantly save up to $800 on select iComfort sets. Visit Mattresses for Less in Houston, Katy, Spring, or Webster, or visit CERTAretailers.com. This traffic report's brought to you by Honda of Houston.com. Schedule your Goldwing demo ride today.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, which was a $50 gift certificate to Prime Social Poker Club, where you can take your game to the next level in a comfortable upscale setting with full-service restaurant and bar. It's the best poker in town. The Bench gave away today's prize to Samuel. Since he was the first caller, congratulations, Samuel, for being today's winner. Also need to tell you that, guess what? We're out at Carbach. You probably haven't figured that out yet because all we've talked about is drinking Carbach, and Eric, who is Carbach, is here along with a bunch of the Blitzers. Get pumped up for Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals at Carbach Brewing today. Carbach. As we broadcast live until 7, Carbach has an awesome restaurant open.
Carbach.
And dinner and, of course, plenty of beer. And while supplies last, they'll be giving away the Rockets gear.
Annie.
Hats, pint Annie. Glasses, and T-shirts.
Well, nope, T-shirts
no,
are gone.
No, T-shirts are gone.
T-shirts are gone.
Come on out and get your Rockets on, get your beer on, get your poutine on, get your Korean chicken on. Get your burger on, whatever you want. They got it here at Carbach.
They got it. They got it going on.
And everybody's having a good time out here. All right, let's do the Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I can't hear you, sir. I have headphones on.
Yeah. I mean, now we've got, like, longtime Blitzers and drinking buddies who are violating live broadcast rule number one, which is talk to us while headphones are on because we can't hear you.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter how loud you yell, we can't hear you. So, all right, this is the long-awaited gem of the day, and I know that this is probably AJ's next ex-wife. Because
This could easily be your family.
No. Well, it could be. Yeah.
Where did this happen?
At a Tim Hortons.
Yeah, it was a hoser who did this.
Oh, jeez. Does it say Langley, British Columbia? I don't think I have family in Langley, British Columbia.
Okay. Well, I damn sure don't. I got no people north of the wall.
You might have a child up there. You don't
None.
Know. You don't know. But a woman in Canada was so ticked off about something Tim Hortons employees did or didn't do that she dropped her pants, busted a grumpy on the floor, threw it, grabbed some napkins to wipe herself, and then throw those two and then left. You knew this was coming, right? And there's a video if you really want to see this.
Yeah. She does the proper move. When you're going to poop on the floor in public, you lean against a wall.
Yeah.
Because it's hard. It's difficult to squat. And that's what she did. And I don't think it's polite to throw it once you've done
it. Yeah. That's a monkey move, right?
That is. That's not human.
Yeah. That's something a spider monkey does. Is
Plus, now you've got it on your hand.
Yeah.
And what do I tell you?
Honestly, if you're going
to... I know you think it's okay to just wipe it off with dry paper.
Well, listen. If you're going to poo in a Tim Hortons, I don't think you care if you have it on your hand or not.
I guess not.
Especially right in front of everybody.
What do you think the beef was? Have we heard? Is there a breakdown? A size? Size of the drink?
I don't know. I mean, I have to say...
I got
to
tell you, everybody tells me how great Tim Hortons is. Like, if Starbucks messes up my order, they just give it to me for free. They never, like, force me to poop on the floor.
I don't know what happened here because most of the time Tim Hortons is really good. If they make a mistake, they just fix it. So I'm going to maybe a little crazy on this woman.
Oh, listen. No matter this, like, I can't imagine what the situation would have to be for me to do that. Like, they would have had to... I don't know. I would have had to seen them put bodily fluids in my drink. Something. It's got to be something awful to.
Yeah.
For me to even think about where she went.
All right,
to.
Well, let me ask.
But if I order a medium and they give me a large,
or if you order a double double and they make it a single. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Okay. Let me ask you this. And let's not say Tim Hortons, but let's say you go into an establishment. And somebody pees into your drink and gives it to you. Would that make it okay for you to poo and throw it at them?
Does it make it okay?
I think it's kind of a fair response.
I'm not that person.
I wouldn't, but I'm just saying I don't think that's an unfair response.
But it's so far down my list of reactions for anything. I'm getting to punch you in the face way before I get to that. Way before.
I'm getting into chop you up and
I might get into pistol actually. Whipping you before I get into that. Like, that's next level.
And ATX Hobo Girl says she did it like a pro. That was not her first time.
Oh, boy.
So, and
everybody's forgotten that we are in mid-May. And we've got a full squad of Kansas City Chiefs players came in just now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, including Pat Mahomes, who...
Oh, Casey Joe, your boy is here.
Oh, well, he's no longer Casey Joe. He's now just
Which
Joe.
One's Casey Joe?
Oh.
Oh, Casey Joe.
He's now just Joe.
He's now Fred blocked on Twitter, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Which, boy, that puts you in a group with child molesters. I mean, the people I blocked are, like, the worst in society. Like Adolf Hitler, I blocked him.
But
you're on there with him, dude.
You're only on there with the guys who molested you, right?
No, like nobody molested me.
Oh, I thought that's who you blocked.
No, no.
Oh, you just blocked random
any,
child
any,
molesters?
Any child molesters.
Gotcha, okay.
That's why you're on the watch list. But Christina, who's also Canadian, says, Timmy's remakes your drink and apologizes profusely. That's happened, where I've gotten the wrong thing from them. Oh, gee, so sorry, eh? Hey, we didn't know you didn't want sugar in there. Oh, we'll
Aaron,
fix
did,
it.
Voldemort, did she order a large and get a medium? Or order a medium and get a large? So is it possible? Oh, so they do the secret code talk like Starbucks?
Yeah, which...
Like tall grande venti?
Yeah, see, I don't know exactly what – I just tell them, give me the largest black coffee you have because that's all I ever get. But I have to admit, even their just plain black coffee is like crack. I mean, that stuff – and once you start drinking it, I mean, nothing's ever as good ever since. And even when I'd buy it, when I could buy the K-Cups down here, it wasn't as good as going into Timmy's.
I'm a caramel macchiato guy.
Yeah, see, I just like black coffee, man. I'm, you know.
You're a real man.
No, I
just drink coffee like a real man. I always have to, like, be embarrassed when I make my coffee order. I mean, I don't care. I do
no,
it anyway.
No, it just makes you a hipster.
I'm not a hipster.
But in that you are when it comes
but
to
I coffee. But I'll also, without shame, order a pina colada when I go out and eat Mexican food.
Well, I'm not going to make fun of that because I always have a margarita when I have Mexican food. And that,
margaritas are way more socially acceptable for dudes than
only in
coladas.
Texas. I think if you go have one in another state, people think you're a woman. Pretty sure.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think anything with tequila is pretty manly.
Well, I agree, but it's still kind of, you know.
Speaking of man.
Yeah. Tell me what's really manly.
Man Centers is uber manly. And right now, let's say you're not feeling your manliest. Let's say you might be feeling a little sluggish. You're feeling weak. You're feeling tired at the gym. Maybe you've got low testosterone. Now, there's a couple options. You could go get on the shot, the synthetic testosterone shots, but there's a downside. Synthetic testosterone can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and cause shrinkage. You want shrinkage? I don't. I don't want that. Listen, Man Centers is going to help you restore your body's natural ability to create its own testosterone. You don't need that shot. Three locations in Houston, Katy Freeway in Campbell in the Memorial area. They're off 288 in Pearland and off 249 in Tomball. Give me a call today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. They're booking appointments on Saturdays. Those appointments fill up fast, so call today or book your appointments online. Mancenters.com. It's Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. I know what to do when I'm about to poo. I go.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.